going on, everybody? It's your boy Rail back with another review. Oh yeah, finally a real Power Verse series has returned. One that makes sense, great acting, very few plot holes, and just good wholesome drug dealing killing family entertainment for all. So glad it's back. Yes. Yes, finally. First off, shout out and salute to the Discord gang, them. Huh? Everybody listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts who hate me. I know you hate me. It's okay. I still love you. And I just love you. Period. Point blank. And those, the viewer watching on YouTube right now, what it do? Very excited. Very excited. And this season started off with a bang. Oh, can't wait to get into it. It was so refreshing to come off of that, that force into some real shit. God, and I want that fucking sweater that Kanan had on. That Nike Wolf sweater, that shit was hard. Man, we got to do our best to bring that fashion back. Bring it back around. I want the 90s to come back. Come on back. Huh? Just the old man talking. Anyway, whew, where do we begin? First, I'm complimenting this show because of how they wrapped up how they just began this one, right? We saw how the mafia, the Jersey mafia, came through wiping shit out. We do know you can't just murder a bunch of people in multiple locations without there being some police around, like, doing investigative work. And shout out to fucking Rock. Shout out to Rock and Lulu and, Marv. Marvin probably don't have a registered weapon. But all the ones in the family that got registered guns that murdered the mafias, the Italians. Salute to y'all for having registered firearms and not having to do any jail time. All self-defense. Let me tell you about the beauty of this police interrogation. We all remember Lulu's attempt to get out the game and get into the music industry, right? It got him his unfaithful woman. It put him in with the fucking fake-ass Albishuren Camacho. And what's my man's name? The big black dude that was, like, moving all the weight. I can't remember his name, but he was trying to partner up with Rock. Rock turned the back on him, killed him in the elevator. You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, right? That story they put together was fucking beautiful. When the police came to Rock in the hospital and said, yo, run that back to me. She made it so that they were getting into the music business. She had her money invested. Camacho had owed the mob some money, some bookies or some loan sharks some money. And she said, I ain't paying you shit. That's Camacho shit. And they said, we coming to visit you. Boom. It was fucking beautiful. Because, A, her money is in that actual business. It's a legit business. And any witness can say, yeah, Lulu works in that motherfucker all the time. He actually made this record. So Bulletproof Records is a legit fucking LLC. It's on paper. Rock's money was in it. It was legit. So Rock was pounding on Lulu, getting at him about the joining the music industry, doing all this just to for it to fucking be the perfect, like, cover up, like the perfect alibi. And I was like, that is genius. It makes sense all across the board. Why they tried to kill Lulu? Well, he runs the shit. Why they tried to kill you, Rock? Because I got my money invested and they came to me and I told them you ain't getting shit. That's boom. And then how she covered up Unique shit. Yeah, she made it seem like she was Superwoman with a pistol, but fuck it, it worked. The police got dead bodies, they got answers, wrap it up. This case is solved. Everybody wins with that storyline. It was beautiful. I love how, you see what happens when writers give a fuck? They're like, okay, we just had a massive shootout. How do we start off season 3? Well, let's make it all make sense. Let's make it real. And they did just that. And that's the shit I appreciate. Oh, God. Welcome back. Welcome back, Raising Kanan. God. I love it so much. But we see that out of this also, we got a lot to look forward to. We see everybody's new storyline starting to build off this season. Well, for this season and how they're going to be going forward. I love it. And speaking of wrapping up everything, I want to go straight to poor Shannon. Oh, Shannon is a shining light, a perfect example for all of us. Let Shannon's life, huh? Can a church say amen? Can Shannon's life be a message to all y'all out there watching this and listening to my voice? Being right don't mean shit. Okay? Please, yes. Yes, I'm building up to another one of Rails' rants. Yes. Yes, because it's just so much to learn. Huh? The TV can teach you certain things. Nobody gives a fuck about you being right. Look at me. We don't give a fuck. How many times have y'all been right in the argument with your significant other and it ended up with you not getting no ass? How did you feel? Did you feel satisfied inside? Being right? Where did right get you? I'm not saying lie. Huh? But you need to find the balance of what does me being right and the consequences that follow. There's consequences. The truth will not set you free at all times, huh? Try telling your mama she can't cook worth a damn. See where that gets you, nigga? Hungry. Huh? Then tell you, come on. It doesn't, Shannon, it didn't matter that you knew the whole story. Sure, Detective Burke. What is his name? I might have fucked up names already. Omar, Detective Omar. It didn't matter that you knew that he got shot. He fucked Rock. That was her real baby daddy. It don't matter. Nobody gives a shit. You were supposed to cover your own ass. Huh? Remember that, people. So Shannon knowing everything, gotta be right. Gotta tell everybody. Under investigation. She over here. Hella people just got shot up. You got hella dead mafia members all over the place. And here you come with your bullshit to the commander, like, I can promise you, all this has something to do with Detective Omar. Like, just listen to him. Like, bitch, if you don't get out of here. Even if the commander wanted to believe her, in his heart of hearts, if he was like, yo, I loved your father. You know, I was there for you when you was a kid. What did you want that man to do? He is a chief in the police department. There is no open investigation. So you want me to open one of your hint with no evidence? She was not making, she was making zero sense. Of course she was right. We knew she was right. She had it. She was a hell of a detective. That's what you get for doing your job well. Also, let that be a lesson. Be amazing at your job. What did your boss get you? Good job. Same pay, my guy. Lady, same pay. Sometimes just do the job, unless you love it. Because nobody else gives a fuck. So Shannon, she, you know, after Detective Omar gets all that news from Kanan and Rock about, well, that talking to by Kanan, like, look, this bitch, your partner knows everything. So he decides to meet up with her in an abandoned alley. Here she is with her recorder on her lap. Ooh, that was slick. Like, I didn't see that coming. Even that little part was beautiful. Because in my head, I was like, oh, he's finna talk or he's gonna do something. And that tape will be held against him. That felt like a power thing. But see, you gotta remember, my brain was back in, like, Power Book 4. Huh? You gotta give me, that was the first thing I was thinking. I was like, damn, he might kill her or he might confess to certain things just to satisfy Shannon's rightness and then leave thinking that, oh, we're cool, we're good. And the whole time this bitch had him recorded. That's what I was thinking before I even saw the tape recorder. I was like, here we go. He's about to jam himself up unnecessarily. Because you remember when he was talking to the commander outside after the commander chewed her ass out about suspension, he came right back there and was like, hey, she could be good police if she stay out of her way. So he was even still trying to be supportive because he knew in his heart, that's a good cop right there. She just needs to shut the fuck up being right. Who gives a fuck about right? Huh? Who cares about right? Try some wrong, dog. Fuck the rightness, man. It don't get you nowhere. Shannon lost her girlfriend, her job, her father's respect. For why? Because you was right and still couldn't. Like, who gives a shit? And they know a lot of people dirty in the police force. But as long as they do their job and they, and you know what I'm saying, don't start up no shit, then why are we opening investigations? Police just want to close shit. They want to close cases. It's a job. They don't want to open shit. Shannon wanted to open shit. Close it, bitch. Close it. But Omar closed her. And he checked her. Wipe it. I can't imagine nothing scarier than being killed by a homicide detective. Nigga. That's it. Nobody will know what happened to you. A homicide detective? That might be the... That, oh, God. That's just an unsolved mystery for life. A person that finds killers who are not there with the weapon, who has to piece clues together, is the one that killed you? Oh, yeah, you done. You're fucking done. Set it up to look like she killed herself? None the wiser. But when he searched and found that recording, he was like, bitch, you was recording me? You finna... I said that, oh, even better. It made a reason why she was so eager to show up and talk to him. She was like, yeah, this is it. So, close the book on Shannon. That is one problem eliminated. Huh? Shannon is out the picture. It makes sense. It was beautiful. Thank you, Power Book 3. Thank you, writers. Welcome back. Salute to y'all from the writer's strike. The way to come out the gate. Way to come out the gate. Also, while we wrap up one thing, we got something very interesting happening. Oh, let's talk about my boy Unique. Joey Badass. This nigga is terrific at acting. He's a good rapper. No, he's a terrific rapper. I'm going to give him his just due. Terrific rapper. Terrific actor. Goddamn. Good job. I'm a fan. I truly am. The boy is killing shit. I haven't seen him in nothing else. I don't know if he's not exploring. Honestly, he could be like Mos Def. I could see that. Mos Def is a fucking great actor. Speaking of which, where the fuck is he at? But anyway, I think he could be the next Mos Def. Being good-ass films, he's doing his thing. So let's put that out there in the universe. More Joey Badass in acting. Anyway, so it seems that Joey has a older brother by the name of Ronnie, who looks like he could also be fucking like the Tom Cruise killer in Collateral. Like, this nigga look like he stands on business while eating cereal. I knew he was a danger. When 50 was describing certain niggas that you stay away from, and those niggas stay away from Ronnie, I said, oh, he's a problem. Out the gate, look, Unique's baby mama is nervous. She was like, why you ain't tell me this nigga's out of jail? She's scared. Unique don't look the most comfortable. He came in there like, oh, what's up, bro? You looking good? You doing this? And you could cut that tension with a knife. Ronnie looked like one of them niggas that... Ronnie looked like he's one of those people that the hood does not scream, free him. Ronnie looks like the dude that gangsters are glad is locked up. Put that nigga in jail. Look at Unique. He like, oh, nobody seems to be happy Ronnie's home. Ronnie don't even seem to be happy that Ronnie's home. Because he coming home to some shit. He don't like it. He want to see drug dealing on corners. Then to come to find out that he's working for Rock, Unique's working for Rock, he really ain't feeling that shit. So Ronnie looks like he's going to be a fucking nuisance. For sure. And if I have to do an early hot take, Unique is probably going to have to take out his brother since he's in there smashing Rock now. Because do we believe? We'll get into that later. But yeah, I feel like there's going to be a fallout between Unique and Ronnie. I can't wait to see Ronnie get busy on the street, though. I can't wait to see it. I know it's coming. He's going to be an intriguing character. He talks slow. He's a man of very few words. His glasses are still institutionalized. And he does not look happy. I have never seen not one person come out of jail or prison without the hugest smile on their face. Ronnie is the first one. Like, Ronnie's like, yeah, whatever. Inside, outside. What's the difference? I want the drama. Where is it at? So, yeah. Enter Ronnie. So Shannon, one problem. Shannon, one problem gone. Ronnie's a whole new fucking issue. I want to talk about Marvin. Marvin has one of the more intriguing storylines. Actually, he's one of my favorite. He's one of my favorite storylines. He has a full redemption thing going on. You know, a father that wasn't quite, you know, I mean, single father, but he was dumb. I feel like now Marvin, and after taking those classes, and he's thinking more, and it just seems like he's being a better version of himself. And now we see him in Embrace with his daughter, with Ju. Like, they're now bonding, like they're coming together over her mom's death. I was like, this is great. This is great. Like, he's been trying his hardest to get back in good graces. Unfortunately, it took the death of the crazy church lady. Huh? You remember her? While we all feeling sad, she did strap her daughter to a chair and tried to pray the gay away. With, like, the whips and it was some sick-ass shit that she did to her daughter. So, I'm not... And salute to Rock for sitting there and setting up that whole lie. Your mama came by to apologize for the weird shit her and her congregation did to you that day. You know, she was real fucked up about it. She loved you to death. And here comes Marvin to double down on it. It's something to be said about not shit-talking the other parent. That in itself is something that I wholeheartedly respect, especially in front of the kids. Like, that's something to live by. You can hate that motherfucker's guts. But you hate that person to their face or to yourself, just your friends, your other family. But never speak ill of the other parent in front of the kids. It's just not cool. It's not cool. So I respected Marvin for holding her down, saying, like, hey, look, I ain't got no love. I ain't really had no love for her or that church shit. But she loved the fuck out of you. So look at Marvin's growth. And he finds out more info on Rock, and wow. Lulu now. Lulu is crashing out. He's fucking had enough. Lulu getting drunk. He lost his girl. He had to kill D Nice. That still sat with him, apparently. And, you know, when Rock killed oh boy, thinking he was a snitch. Damn, I can't think of his name. That was such a loss, too. He was such a good character. I hated that he had to go like that. But Lulu's done with her, Kanan's done with her, and she's done with the game. Now, obviously we know Rock is finna still sell drugs. Just like Kanan said, you can't believe shit that come out her mouth. She's a liar. He's done with her. But as I was sitting there watching, and how she, like, before she gave the buns to Unique, she was like, yeah, I'm out the game, and he like, oh, the streets gonna miss you. No, they not. Unique couldn't wait for this. But I'm wondering, the cartel that was giving her the drugs to sell, are they just going to let her walk away? Because we got to remember, she made deals with them. She got them a lot of money. And to my recollection, cartels enjoy a lot of money. It's the whole reason that they are, I mean, that's what they do. They grow, you know, manufacture, sell. We want our fucking money. And when you got a good earner like Rock, who then set up multiple Carter, like, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, she's fucking Nino Brown and shit. She's got the Carters running. She's got the drug game and all of New York on lock. Like, I just don't see the cartel saying, ah, pitch posh. You know, yeah, you can step away. It typically doesn't happen like that. And who could she hand it off to? Unique? The same Unique that, like, low-key kidnapped one of their nieces or some shit like that? I don't see that happening. So Rock may have good intentions of quitting the game and just living out there in the burbs in that big ass house and just, you know, I don't know, letting life pass her by. Even if I entertained the thought that she could do something like that, I don't think the cartel would just let her walk away like that. Because right now the police have absolutely nothing on her. So police are out the picture. The streets will get back to normal really soon. That whole drug shit. Now she has more information on what they know about the drugs in the building. So I could see where it's set up for her to leave. I just don't. It's not happening. And now it feels like Kanan beefing with his mama. His mama talking about quitting is finally getting us to a place of, and Kanan looking for anything to sell, looking for weed, even though, you know. So you got him and Famous running around looking for something to sell. this feels like the era of the Kanan. Because he's been, these past two seasons, well, you know, season one, it was like, I'm a good kid. I'm trying to stay away from this drug shit. Season two, oh, my mom made me a killer. You know, fuck it, it's the family business. Let me hustle. Now season three is like, my mom's a piece of shit. But now the hustle is all I got from our relationship. So that's what the fuck I'm going to do. So as Rock wants to step away, Kanan wants to step in. Unique, huh, is look like he about to take over. I could see a world where Kanan is working with Unique. I have nothing. That's the only tie. You know, Rock is the centerpiece for everything. She's the tree that the branches form from. So I can see Lulu supporting him because he has absolutely nothing. He ain't got his girl. He ain't got the record business. He ain't even got Albie Shore. He has absolutely nothing. So unless he's got money that he's sitting on that I have no clue about. But I know one thing. Lulu wants to fuck over Raquel and he wants to control his own future. I could see a world where maybe Lulu and Kanan split off as they sitting there in that empty house getting drunk together. I can see how they could link up and maybe do a fuck you to Rock and maybe even get in business with Unique. It's something, the drugs is going to keep flowing, people. We know this. But it seems like Marvin might be, it looked like the family might be in divide. Also seeing some of that. Marvin is, now that Rock has shared more with Marvin, because remember, Lulu was her right hand because Marvin was a loose cannon. Now they've switched roles. Marvin has been the most solid out of the two, and he seems to have elevated in Rock's eyes. So now he's the new confidant to Rock. So I could see it where it's Marvin, Juke, and Rock going up against Lulu and Kanan and their shenanigans. So it might be a little family divide. Unique could probably find a way to weasel in there. The Mafia? I don't feel, when Tony Danza told Sal, like, yeah, no, you take that shit back to New Jersey, you done over here. Maybe they got rid of the Mafia, too. I can see it where Sally is not satisfied, but if he comes back into New York with that bullshit, then you're going to have some family beef within the Mafia. I don't know if he willing to step on those toes, so Jersey might be interesting. He can't get his get back in New York. Some shit might go down in Jersey that might require Rock's attention. She might have to do the, I feel like this might be a season where Rock has to do a lot of tying up a lot of loose ends and getting shit done in order to walk away. Like, she can't just start this whole enterprise and then disappear because she's like, oh, it's not worth it. Like, fuck this. I don't see a world where that happens. So maybe she'll get caught up in trying to close away some loose ends. That's what I'm thinking. Juke? We see her peeking, like, I think this is also where she's going to get into her police shit. Because we know the older her is a police officer. And they keep, now this episode when she went to go see the guidance counselor about careers, the last career she told her, she said, hey, you know, with this whole, with your grades, you could do some military shit. She's like, nah, I ain't trying to be in no war. And then the lady cop that she was cool with that was also a lesbian like her, that they had like that little connection, maybe she's like, fuck it. Maybe that might motivate her to get into that field. The death of Shannon might bring in her being like a junior cadet or some shit. At some point, Juke has to get involved with the fucking police organization. She goes with good intentions, like in memory of Shannon, or she's placed there. Maybe even Detective Omar gets her in. I don't know, but we see them like circling that specific thing. So I think she'll be making her, this season, I think she'll be making her moves toward policing the streets of New York. I don't know. Who else we got? We got the Kanan storyline where he's going to find a way to get money this season. Unique is going to find a way to deal with Ronnie while still running the streets. That's his storyline. Marvin, Juke, and Rock, probably going to be a shared one. And Lulu? I don't know. Honestly, don't know. He got to get sober first. I don't know where his storyline is going. It might link up with Kanan's is what I'm thinking. Or he could die this season. For sure. For sure. At some point, though, we do know Rock dies. Either Marvin is locked up or Lulu is locked up. One of them locked up for life. One of them is dead. Juke is a police officer. Kanan is running the street, and he bumps into a young Tommy and a young Ghost and tutors them. I was thinking, follow me. How would y'all feel if they did like a speed up? Like, say they wrap up season 3, right? Well, whatever happens now. Season 4 is Kanan getting on top and then all of them being done. And then season 5, they bring 50 Cent back as Kanan. And then they shave Ghost or, but not like use the actual Ghost, Kanan, and Tommy characters to show how they came up. Maybe it's like, I guess they want to do the young version, right? There's no way that they could do it with the actual people, you don't think? I said, fuck it, why not? All this AI shit and you can make them digitally younger, like fucking, I don't know, they could probably pull it. That'd be dope, though. I'd like to see the actual characters be back and see what the three of them on the come up looks like. They said they was together with teenagers, but, you know, they could do whatever they want. I would just like to see a world where, you know, Ghost, Tommy, and Kanan are together. I don't know how they could do it. It'd be dope if they could, though. I would like to see 50 back on screen as Kanan is all I'm saying. That'd be hard. But that's season 1, man. I mean, that's episode 1, so it's good. I'm looking forward to it next week. Also, I don't know if you noticed, if you look down on this channel, I got new merch, baby. That's right. Get your 2 Hollywood tees and hoodies. They're right there. Support the channel. Yeah, shipping and handling is a motherfucker. Let me just tell you that off the gate. Whatever you buy from me, you can add another $15, $20 on. But guess what? You supporting me, baby. That's what it's about. It ain't about the shit, but I am selling art. Take a look at that shit. I'm very proud of the merch. Salute to Delaney, my new designer for life. She cold. Look at that color scheme right there. Go ahead. Don't look at me. Look down. Look at what I got. Look at what I got. Rail got good merch now. He got merch. Look at it. All right? But yeah, man, until next time, protect your health, yourself, your wealth. Man, your boy Rail is out of here. Peace.
Yo, I know I don't need no introduction, but y'all know who it is, man. It's your boy Hollywood Rail. And I appreciate you for sliding through and watching these videos. But you know what I need from you? All right, if you ain't already, I need you to like this and subscribe this, man. We at 1,000 trying to get to 2, all right? Push it for your boy. Get them algorithms up. So when it come to that subscribe button.